In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Less than 100 years ago, there was a severe persecution of the Catholic Church in Mexico. Everything was forbidden. No mass, no sacraments, nothing. A young man named Jose Sanchez del Rio joined a group called the Cristeros to help support a rebellion against this persecution, knowing that it could get him killed. And he was arrested. They imprisoned him in the church of St. James in his hometown. It was the same church where he had been baptized. Now they turned into his prison. His godfather, Rafael Picasso Sanchez, was the one who would order his assassination. While in prison, they offered him pardon and rewards if he would only reject his Catholic faith. But Jose said, "My faith is not for sale." On the morning of February 10th, 1928, before his father could pay a ransom they'd asked for, the soldiers got him out of jail. They shaved off the bottoms of his feet and made him walk through the center of his home village, leaving behind him bloody footprints. The whole way as he was walking, they kept saying, "Look, just say one thing and we'll let you go home. Death to Christ the King." All he kept saying was, "I will never give in. Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King." "What about your family? What should we tell them?" "Tell them I will see them in heaven. Long live Christ the King. Long live Our Lady of Guadalupe." Along the way, he prayed the rosary. And finally, at the cemetery, they offered one last time, just one phrase, "Death to Christ the King." On one account, he made the sign of the cross with his arms, stretched out his arms, and said, "Long live Christ the King," and they shot him. And dying, he made a cross on the ground with his blood and kissed it before he died. He was 14 years old, just a few months shy of his 15th birthday. The same with the young men in today's first reading. Together with their mother, they all affirmed that they were prepared to die rather than reject their faith. All because they knew this is not the end. We don't put all of our eggs in this basket. And centuries of Christian martyrs in between, then and now, have said the same thing. Friends, there are moments when our relationship with God will cost us, sometimes even very dearly. Maybe not as dramatic as these stories, but no less important. The traditional word for this is martyr, from a Greek word that means witness. Witness as in giving testimony in a court. And as disciples of Jesus Christ, we're sort of always on trial and always called to witness to the rest of the world that God is real, that he's good, and that, yes, he is worth it. We let so much today get in the way of what is truly important. So with these examples, I'd like us just to take a step back today, take a broader look again. Look again at your life, your faith, and the role that faith plays in your daily life. And remember that God is real, God is good, and God is worth it. First of all, God is real. Sometimes it's easy to dismiss God as some distant idea or some cosmic force of the universe that would have little bearing on our daily life. But as disciples, a disciple lives in such a way that others can see that God is more real than anything else. Number two, God is good. So many people today doubt the goodness of God. How could a good God allow this or that? We treat him as some kind of insurance policy that as long as I follow, nothing bad should happen. Why is this happening? We forget that this is the same God who entered our suffering to redeem it, who suffered death. He died on the cross, a shameful death, so that we might live a new and different life. Not just have a better life for whatever many years remain here, but to have a life where he takes us to himself and he gives us a share in his own eternal divine life. We might say that true life begins on the other side of this veil, on the other side of the grave. So a disciple of Jesus Christ lives in such a way that others can experience the goodness of God who sent his only Son that we might have life. How do you, as a disciple, spread the goodness of God? When people leave your presence, have they felt the goodness of God? Because God is real, God is good, and finally, God is worth it. There are many things that compete for the key to our hearts, for our attention. A disciple lives in such a way that others can see, understand that God is the greatest treasure possible, a treasure worth giving up everything, even if needed, this life. We're called to live daily as martyrs, as witnesses to our God, who loves us far more than we can ever imagine. Do you believe in God? Our God, who exists outside of all space and time, who created everything out of nothing. Someone did. Do you believe Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead in a glorified body? As we're going to say in just a couple of seconds in the Creed. Do you believe that St. Paul was not lying to us when he told the Philippians and us that Jesus, quote, will take these lowly bodies of ours and transform them to be like his own glorious body? If then we believe these truths, we can't help but have faith that God who loves us will keep all of his promises. And we will learn to say with St. Paul, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Friends, this is the key to our joy, and it is our joy as disciples that is the best witness, your joy. So allow your faith to become real so that everyone who comes in contact with you will know that God is real, that God is good, and God is worth it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.